The last several weeks, we've been discussing stewardship as a way of life. And we have been considering the blessings of God, that everything that we have is a gift from the Lord, a gift that requires of us that first we be thankful, that we express our gratitude to God for the many blessings that He gives us. And second, that we show responsibility in taking care of the gifts that God has given to us. And if we are grateful and responsible, then we will also be generous in sharing those gifts with others, sharing within our own family, with our wider family, especially the poor and less fortunate, and we will share with our spiritual family, the church. Today's gospel is a perfect stewardship gospel because it speaks to us of the importance of responsibility. And it tells us that we will each be asked to render an account of our stewardship. This gospel is perfect for our discussion of stewardship, and it is perfect for what is customary in the month of November, to consider carefully the four last things. The four last things: death, judgment, hell, and heaven. Let's look at the gospel in the light of the four last things. First of all, death. The master comes back when the servants least expect him. It's a reminder to us that death comes for us all, and we know neither the day nor the hour. The scriptures tell us that 70 years is all we have, 80 if we are strong, and yet that is not an absolute. Thank God some of us live well beyond the 80-year mark. So sadly, some of us don't get to see 70. We know neither the day nor the hour, and time has a way of getting away from us. Time seems to get faster and faster the older we get. How I envy our youngest parishioners who are wondering if Christmas will ever get here, and they're wondering if they'll ever make their first Holy Communion. They're wondering if they'll ever get to high school, if they'll ever get their driver's license. Time goes so slowly in youth, and yet it picks up its pace as we see more years. It is fitting that we follow the counsel to consider death daily, to remember each and every day the inevitability of death. This is something that we can do as we say our night prayers, as we are putting a close to the day, that we can thank God for the blessings of the day that has been spent, and we can ask for His mercy in case we do not wake up to see another day. It is wise to consider death daily. Death and judgment. Judgment. When the master returns, he asks each of his servants to render an account of their stewardship. And so it will be for each and every one of us. We will be asked by the Master to render an account of how we spent our lives. And let's be clear, this life is important. This life is not an exhibition game. Everything counts. The decisions that we make today have eternal consequences. It's so important for us to be mindful of our responsibilities, to make every day count, to not let a day go by without praising God, growing deeper in our relationship with Him, to not let a day go by without expressing love to our loved ones and care and concern for those less fortunate. Death, judgment, hell. Almost too painful to think about. But Jesus teaches us that hell is real. And he gives us the image in this parable of the unfortunate servant who neglected his responsibilities and was at the end of the day cast out into the darkness where there was wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is the absence of love. The absence of love. We can hardly imagine such a thing. We who are surrounded by the love of family and friends, we who get to experience through the Word and through the sacraments the great love that God has for us, can we imagine an eternity without any love at all? And yet, a person who gets to hell gets there by his own choice. The choice to neglect thinking about God. The choice to reject the opportunities that God gives us to get to heaven. C.S. Lewis says very wisely that the gates of hell are locked forever, and that they are locked from the inside. We must never neglect our responsibilities. We must never neglect the responsibility that we have to be good stewards of our eternal souls. We must not fall victim to the temptation to take easy street, a road that always leads to the slippery slope. And we must not fill our lives with the good intentions that pave the way to hell, but that we be vigilant and that we take every step in life so as to get closer to the joys of heaven. Death, judgment, hell, and thank God, heaven. Heaven, an eternity of experiencing the fullness of the love of God, an eternity of being with Him, being able to be close to Him, and being with our loved ones who have been marked with the sign of faith and who have been purged of their every bit of ugliness or sinfulness through purgatory, to be with them and to be with our God for all eternity, when 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years are just scratching the surface. Our Lord promises heaven to those who stay close to Him through this life. Our Lord promises heaven to those who live in the state of grace, to those who honor Him and love Him and serve Him with all of their heart and mind and soul and strength. He is the Good Shepherd who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death to the place of restful waters and verdant pastures. It's fitting that we meditate upon these four last things during the month of November, because one day we will each have to face the Master, who will ask each one of us to render an account of his or her stewardship. The Master will ask the question very simply, what did you do with your life? What did you do with all the time that I gave you? What did you do with all the talents and abilities that I gave you? What did you do with the people I put in your life? And what did you do with all the money that passed through your hands? Please God, we will be able to answer honestly, Lord, every day I thanked you. Every day I thanked you for your goodness to me. And every day I tried to take care of what you gave me. And every day I tried to be generous. I tried to make a positive difference in the lives of other people. If we can say that honestly, will the Lord have any choice but to smile and say, well done, good and faithful steward, come and share your master's joy.